afternoon. Welcome to the very last Sport on Sunday. Dramatic pause. Of 2016. We'll be back in the new year. Unless the bosses hear what I've got planned for this afternoon, anyway. Welcome to the programme. My name is Richard Shaw at almost 10 past 12. Be heading live to the Alexandra Palace shortly to hear from Dan Dawson, ahead of the latest action from the World Darts Championships. But first, as always, let's take a check on this morning's back page. And a smiling Antonio Conte is pictured across most of this morning's sport page after Chelsea sealed an 11th Premier League win in a row against Crystal Palace. Watch that game. Chelsea just did enough. The Star Labels are unstoppable after the victory, opened up a 9-point gap over their rivals at the top of the table. It's funny because we laugh about Celtic being 11 points clear in Scotland. I thought this was supposed to be, you know, the hardest league in the world. Foreign manager comes in, first season, bossing it. That contrasts with the fortunes of the manager of last season's champions, Leicester, in The Observer, which says Claudio Ranieri denied inciting their fans to show their disapproval towards the referee in the 2-2 draw with Stoke. He claims he was trying to defuse rather than flame in a hostile atmosphere. Though the Sunday Times say the club was likely still facing an FA sanction after Jamie Vardy was sent off and they picked up 6 yellow cards. Bad Leicester. The Mail on Sunday leads claims possible FIFA action in the wake of the doping scandal could lead to doubts about the 2018 World Cup being held in Russia. Oh, come on. We're talking about FIFA. Ka-ching is the Sunday People's headline. As they suggest, former England manager Sam Allardyce, you remember, is in charge for about a week. He could be likely to move to take a job in China, which is the new thing where everyone's going to be linked with these days, isn't it? Now, ahead of their meeting in the Premier League today, the Sun suggests Manchester City will make a £25 million bid, yes, for Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain of Arsenal. Because they need him, really, don't they? And the Sydney Mirror says Everton manager Ronald Koeman has suggested their derby clash with Liverpool tomorrow night is a bigger game than El Clasico. No. At Radio _ Yorkshire, studio at radioyorkshire.co.uk. We'll be talking Leeds and much more in a Christmas classic from Glenn Hoddle. Honest.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
Interesting stuff today because, of course, later, Danny Solomona. You may have heard of him. He used to play rugby league. Retired. It's always sad to see someone have to retire from a sport at such an early age. But he's playing rugby union for Sale Sharks today against somebody else. Who is it? Saracens in the European Champions Cup thing. So we'll see how he goes. You've got to think, right? Obviously, he's gone straight into the side and he only signed for them this week. He's not trained. Oh, he has trained for them, hasn't he? Gone straight into the side. So we'll see how he gets on. Very amused. A player from Racing 92, whatever that is in France. South African guy. I've forgotten his name. Can't find it now. He's announced his retirement from Union this week to go back to be a banker or an accountant or something more exciting than playing Rugby Union. And it's interesting that they've kicked off. They're not happy. Plus ça change. Oh, dear. You've got to just shrug your shoulders and say to Racing, c'est la vie. So we've got to that. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world of sport today. We'll keep it today with the darts, the football, of course. And the what you may have missed. And I was just looking for this. It's not on telly anywhere. Not even on Premier Sport. And they show anything. The Club World Cup final, Real Madrid are taking on the Kashima Antlers of Japan. It actually went to extra time. They're still playing. Real Madrid leading by 4-2. Hat-trick from, yes, him, the Ballon d'Or winner. Cristiano Ronaldo. So it looks like Real Madrid are going to get another badge to stick on their shirt to show that they are indeed the champions of the world. Well done to them.
Sport, music and roast beef.
Well, the first two will sort.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Now, this could all end badly for me because I'm about to make a point when a game's long. It's still QPR 0 Aston Villa 1. We've got about 3 minutes of stoppage time left in this one. QPR, right, Ian Holloway, their manager, who could have been spending this time on a bus, of course, if he'd not taken on the job. If it stays this way, he'll have managed QPR for 6 games, in which they've lost 5 of them. Lost 5 of them in a row. That has to be pointed out. How come he doesn't get as much criticism from the media, say, as everybody's friend, Brad Bobley, at Swansea, who's managed them for 10 games, in which they've lost 6? So why does Bob Bradley get more criticism from the English media than Ian Holloway? Is it because he's a foreigner? even if they're both got similar records. And yeah, let's face it, the championship's a bit rubbish. You know, is it because they've got, you know, is it because of his accent? Is it because he's not, you know, a proper football man or any of that nonsense? Or is it because Ian Holloway gives better quotes? Well, it's a managerial record's not that good, is it? You know, Ian Holloway's one of these great football myths, isn't he? What's he actually done as a manager that's been so good? In Blackpool, everyone's, oh, yeah, the great first half of the season in Premier League. Yeah, second half, they were rubbish, got relegated. Anyway, you can feel free to disagree. And Radio underscore Yorkshire, Studio Radio Yorkshire.co.uk. Watch him equalise now. I'll score two goals in a minute.
Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire.
Should have put some festive bells over it because it's a festive sporting triangle, it being the last Sport on Sunday of 2016. Basically, it's one about everyone's favourite toy that they got for Christmas, then found out they were rubbish with it and stuck in the cupboard. Subutio. Now everyone knows there's the football Subutio, but I want you to name three other kinds of Subutio that were out there. And there really were some.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Indulge me now, listeners, because we've got one of the my Christmas traditions on the radio, wherever I've been. Not far. This comes with me. What better tribute after John Lennon was murdered than to have an England international football do the same thing to one of his classic tracks? This is Glenn Hoddle singing Happy Christmas, War Is Over. I've got no idea what where they got the choir from. It's probably the Spurs squad just hanging around in the background after they'd sung Aussie's Dream or something. But yeah, here is the man who would be the future England manager and the answer to all managerial problems. Take it away, Glenn.
So this is Christmas. And what have we done? Another year over. A new one just begun. So this is Christmas.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
Of course, the good news for listeners of the podcast is we couldn't put the full version of Glenn Hoddle singing Happy Christmas, Boys over on there for copyright reasons. So this is a reason why you should tune in every Sunday, apart from next week, from 12, because you never know what you're going to miss. And what you would have missed is this. Like if I put the fader on. So the question on this week's Sporting Triangle, and I will wear the Sporting Triangle jumper one week because I have one. Name three versions of Subutio that weren't football. Now obviously there was Subutio Rugby and Rugby Sevens, you could have had those. Subutio Cricket, Subutio Hockey, I've never seen that before, I don't know how that works. Subutio Angling, yes, seriously, Subutio Angling, and Subutio Snooker. Now, I mean, the obvious thing is that let's get one of those mini snooker tables or something. But yes, Subutio snooker. I mean, I can understand rugby and cricket and football and angling because you can't really do those in your house. But snooker, that is one thing where you at least can get one of those tiny tables from the quid shop or something. But yes, you could have played Subutio snooker. If you've got any of those at home, let us know. Bring them in for free and I'll flog them on eBay. Or I'll keep them, one or the other.
Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire.
Boomtown Rats and a Rat Trap on Radio Yorkshire. Mick's been on. We were talking about Subutio and the various variations of the thing. He says they used to have rugby and cricket as well as football. Rugby was pretty rubbish. I've edited that. Apart from the kicking fullback and the scrum machine. Cricket was awesome, he says. If you had any of these games, yes, we're doing toys you used to have, everybody. Let us know. What is your favourite sporting board game? I should have saved that one for after Christmas. At Radio underscore Yorkshire, Studio Radio Yorkshire.co.uk. And Martin in Sweden has the rugby one. He must be the only person in Sweden with Subutio rugby. And how many people in Sweden he play against? I don't know. Right, it's time for this. Yes, it's the ever-popular feature where we've shoehorned the name into something that doesn't quite fit. It's Sport on Sunday's top of the form. Now, basically, what we've done is we're trying to compare, if you've never heard this before, all the teams from across Yorkshire, not all the teams from Europe, that will take too long, across Yorkshire, brackets and Middlesbrough. Down to the National League North. The Conference North, whatever it's called these days. And compare who is the best team in Yorkshire. And of course, you can't do that based on just points alone, because each division has different sets of games and stuff. So it's points per game plus a goal average per game. You know, goals conceded and goals scored. Now, the fatal flaw is coming up here, and you'll find out why in a moment. Now, top of the table, Sheffield United. They've got a Sport on Sunday coefficient of 6.77. Doncaster Rovers second, 6.16. And FC Halifax Town, 6.21. Then comes Bradford City. Okay. Then come Leeds. And then come Huddersfield. Now, if you look at the league table, of course, in the Championship, where you don't need to do averages to make comparisons, Huddersfield are above Leeds. But because Huddersfield score less goals, they're below Leeds on this. So there's the fatal flaw. We spotted it, you know, halfway through the season. I'm not changing it. I don't care. It doesn't count for anything. It just fills time. Then comes Sheffield Wednesday, bottom end of the table, Rotherham United. Well, the good news for Rotherham is they're actually out of minus points. They're on minus one, they're on 0.14 now. Hull City 0.82, York 1.32, Bradford Park Avenue 1.5, North Derby 1.56, and loads of other teams in the middle. So congratulations to Sheffield United. They are Yorkshire's best team heading into Christmas. Commiserations to Rotherham. You are the worst team in Yorkshire at the same period. I guess I'm going to have to work on this for next season, aren't I? Because, as we can now tell, the maths just don't add up.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Hello, Richard Shaw in here. Without a new episode of Sport on Sunday until 2017, it's given me plenty of time to sit back, reflect and think about my future. And I've decided I'm retiring from radio. Why? Well, I've been offered an opportunity, because you don't see many impressionists on TV these days, and they've been impressed, the people from the telly, with my impressions on Sport on Sunday, such as this one. You can tell them it is, I won't tell you.
I'm very happy to be the sports personality of the year 2016. Yes, Andy Murray, obviously. And
Money! Alan Brazil, and super, you know, great pitch, you know, England, they can't bat for toffee. It's Jeffrey Boycott. So with those three impressions, I'm sure I can make my career in... No, forget it. I'll be back in 2017, Sport on Sunday, Sundays from 12, on Radio Yorkshire.